Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving the entrepreneurial community in our state. And as always, to help us is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's happening in the swamp today.
Well, last week we had the next venture pitch. There were eight startup companies that came together and had short presentations to peers in the room, to venture capitalists, some individual investors. The agenda, though, focused initially on entrepreneurial community in Greenville, and I thought there were some kind of really interesting observations. It started with Knox White, who's mayor of Greenville, and he went back and talked about some of the beginnings of the transformation of downtown, where some really visionary people made some investments and did some things that we all take for granted today. For example, they hired an urban designer from Portland. Main Street Greenville was four lanes. They brought this expert in who, Knox said, they bulldozed the road. I didn't know that. Basically created what today we all appreciate as downtown Greenville. John Moore is the director of NEXT, which is the entrepreneurial support organization in Greenville, and that started in 2006. One of the interesting things there is eight entrepreneurs came together and said, we want to work together, found a space to co-locate in. That's kind of happening a lot now. But in 2006, that was a novel kind of idea. The new dean of the Clemson Business School was here, Wendy York. She has an undergraduate degree from Stanford, MBA from Stanford, has run a venture firm before, has been a CEO of some companies, and so now she's come to be the dean of the business school, and that's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect somebody with those kind of credentials to come to South Carolina, would you? You might think they'd go to Silicon Valley or Austin or someplace like that.
Well, I'll just have to say that, no, I'm not surprised. South Carolina's up and coming now.
And there's evidence of it. They gave an award to an entrepreneur in town, Matt Gavart, and he won the Pfeiffer Innovation Award. What Matt does, when you have cancer therapy, basically they put toxins in your body and try to kill the cancer cells before they kill you. The tragic thing is if you go through this chemotherapy, you could end up not being cured of the cancer, and yet you've still been racked by this treatment. So Matt invented this process or licensed it from Clemson to take cells from your body either during a surgery or in a biopsy, and he's got a system for testing the drugs on your tissue so that he knows in advance that a certain chemotherapy will help you or not. This is something he's been working on for a long time, maybe a decade, and he's now gotten traction. And so then there was, a class of eight entrepreneurs that, they're all getting started on this journey. Maybe the most encouraging thing about the day, the auditorium's just packed, sold out. I can remember, Mike, when there just were a handful of us talking about doing this. And so to have that kind of turnout and attendance is really encouraging.
Now, with these entrepreneurs making their pitches, and you said that there were some venture capital people there, did you see any deals being inked?
Well, they're definitely meeting one another and getting to know one another. And, the way this works is, you're not going to get a check the first time you meet somebody. You make a connection at an event like this. You follow up with them over time, keep them informed of your progress. And 6 months from now, a year from now, they see how you're doing. That's when they decide to invest. So these kind of events are really important for making those connections. I know I presented at this forum back last fall, and I show up today, and I've sent out some notes about some of the progress we've made, and I had a number of people walk up to me and say, hey, I've been following you, and sounds like you're making good progress. And one person said, let's have a cup of coffee next week. And that's kind of how this works, is you need to know people, you need to keep them informed of your progress, and, over time, you form the relationship that they're willing to invest in you.
And what are the next events that are showing up on your calendar?
Well, we did it in Greenville last week. We're going to do it down in Charleston next week at Dig South. That's finally here. And Stan Gray does a good job down there in building that entrepreneurial ecosystem. There's a salute to small business coming up early May in Columbia, again, to recognize some good entrepreneurs. And then, of course, there's the Tech After 5 programs in Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville that folks can plug into.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.